Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic host, Energy poetic herself, energy bringing herself. The electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Poetic Energy, coming to the mic tonight. I am so excited about this evening's segment. I am not feeling my best tonight, but I just want to make sure that I come through and open up the airways for all the poets to come through and share talents like they do every Thursday night on the open mic. And you see, I got a little tongue tied there, but nevertheless, the show must go on. I am so graciously appreciative of all the poets that constantly show their love and appreciation toward the show. I look forward to many of you blessing the mic tonight and, you know, sharing your voice, vocalists, singers, all of those who just come to bless us each and every week. We so thank you for that. Tonight we have, like always, the poets fall through. Not always on time, but, you know, they're right on time every time when they come and sit on the mic. We have quite a few tracks from various artists that have been sitting here, so we will be playing those again tonight, along with the music. So we're going to mix up everything like we always do here on the Poetic Energy Network station, which is our new name for the show. We have to get our intro changed, and we're working on that. But nevertheless, I just want to get it started tonight with a spoken word piece by one of our favorite supporters of the show, the Oracle. We're going to start with one of her pieces, Freedom Wakes Me Up. This is the Oracle, a.k.a. Denise Lyle Cook. We'll be right back after, you know, our track from one of our favorite people.
Come on.
Good evening, Mr. CDG. How are you, this, sir?
I've been better. I have a problem with my computer, so I'm just going to be on the phone with you guys tonight. Just aggravated right now with these computers, believe me.
I totally understand. I can get on,
but I can't get on the internet, and it happens all the time. It seems like it happens whenever the show comes on. So I ain't even going to mess with it. I got my computer's up. If I need to read a poem or something, I got my computer up, but I just can't get on the internet. So I'm here.
All right. We love that you're here. Yes, we're going to keep it going here. I'm going to try shortly. I'm going to play another track because we definitely want to make sure all the artists that are sending in tracks to the show that they stay in rotation as we promised them. We are building the spoken word billboard, and we are, a little bit down the road. I was just trying to make people understand totally what that is all about. But without further ado, we are going to play another track from one of our favorite spoken word artists, Mr. Urban Zuzu with Johnson, and then we'll come back and I'll try to read a short piece. And all right, this is Mr. Urban Zuzu with Johnson.
I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones. I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Whether they fall flush on the floor or they lift your spirit so high you soar. My Sharia Moore, I adore the very thought of you. Pardon me for not extending my gratitude for the opportunity to set you free. For you are part of me. You see, if we spent more time building one another up, we won't have to worry much about going down. The sound of your voice alone creates my love, Jones. Not to mention your unique physique and the beauty of your skin tone. On the phone all night in the quiet intimacy where only we exist, I feel the urge. I'm Jones. I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones. I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm jonesing like 3 a.m. on my last fix. Months since the last time I kicked, and I can't seem to concentrate. My legs feel weak and I often get the shakes. You see, I believe me meeting you under a sky so blue on that particular date, it must have been fake. But wait, I'm nothing like them other cats who show you love up until you're trapped. You know the type to break you down all throughout they rap. Too busy, trapped in the limelight. Priorities not in order, busy relying on hindsight. But over the course of years, searching the universe, I've learned to put you first because I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones. I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones. I'm Jones.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy at Workstation with your host, Poetic Energy, and co-host, Mr. Stevie G. All right, y'all, I'm going to try to hang in there. I'm going to read a little piece from one of my, from my first book, Romantic Poetic Excursion, Erotic Flashes. It's not an erotic piece. More of a romantic piece, I would say. But it's a little bit short, so I'm going to just try to get it in. Bear with my voice here. It's entitled Soulmate. Heart searching for a love so true. I turned to God because I didn't know what to do. God smiles on me, heaven opens up, and the sun shines through. He said, I have the perfect mate for you. God opened up the heavens and gave me a bird's eye view. There in the wilderness, there lied you, examining the specimen of a chocolate man. In the bear, the sight was glorious, and the manhood was beyond compare. The thought of tasting you, my glands began to water, a flame, a river's flare. I imagine your taste was delicious, like a chocolate eclair. I knew our union would be rare. It almost seems unfair to that two souls make into one solid, undeflatable, don't need a spare. I wouldn't dare continue to nibble on another's chocolate eclair and miss the opportunity of a pure love that is divinely prepared. God's favor shines on you. He took your rib and made me for you, a gift directly handed to you, my chocolate eclair. My chocolate eclair, it gives me pleasure to know that you will always be there. So move over, baby. Make room for me. I want to lie next to you. I'm coming to spend my life with you. And in holy matrimony, we will say, I do. And that was Soulmate Chocolate Eclair. All right, I hope you guys heard me because...
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Stevie G.
I can hear you. What, you got a cold?
Yeah, I don't know what I am covered down with. Whew. But I've tried to just push through tonight so that we can, so I wouldn't disappoint everybody. I just wanted to just push on through and kind of make sure. Whew. But nevertheless, we shall go on. All right, we're going to take one more. All right, so kids, this is making me crazy. But you know what? Chocolate eclairs are good. Anytime I think about a chocolate brother and a chocolate eclair, Lord have mercy.
Oh, Lord, listen at them. So y'all just trying to keep light skin out of style, I tell you.
I ain't got nothing against light skin, brothers. I'm just saying, you know, when you think
y'all
of
just trying to keep us down, but we ain't down. We still strong, believe me. Hello, everybody in the chat room and everybody listening. I can't see what's going on tonight, but I miss you guys.
Oh, delicious chocolate latte. Okay, let me stop. Let me stop. Let me move on. Oh, I am losing my voice. But nevertheless, people, good people, we still have more tracks with some of the people that, you know, send in some of their tracks to the show. And we just promise to keep them in rotation, some vocalists, spoken word artists, all everybody, because we have a master plan with building our spoken word charts. So we're going to play a track by Real Flans, which allows me, because he's a fantastic brother that is making his waves in the music industry. So we want to make sure that we always continue to show everybody love that sends in things to the show here. And then I'll come back and try to speak another piece.
I got a little piece that I'm going to do. So when you get a chance for me, I got a little something that I've been working on.
Okay. Real Flames would allow me, and we will be back here on the Poetic Energy Network station with more music, poetry, and just straight on love and showing another love. All right, Real Flames would allow me.
Yeah, real. flames. Let's get it. Javen, you a fool for this beat, son.
R-D-A-M. Baby, you the one I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt you. With your angelic qualities, cold world, stop and freeze. Looking straight out of movies, fellas, you gotta see. You the girl I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt you. With your angelic qualities, cold world, stop and freeze. Fellas, you gotta see. No wonder what's a good line gon' do. God must have sat down and took his time on you. Allow me, take you on the walk, girl. Let this rapper wrap his love around your heart, girl. If you meet sweet, unique girls, I easily get hooked to. Must let your mind shine just as much as your looks do. Wouldn't matter if she 4 years older. Nigga, throw her. Angel in the flesh, Wayne said it best. I'm just looking for some sex, you did wrong. Now let me kiss fresh to death. Finna hit the mall with my dogs. Got my eyes peeled for my jackpot. Watch me set it off like Queen Latifah. Now she seems to be the one who fit the description. Girl, listen. So I told her my whole entire situation precisely in a freestyle. She said it's amazing. Let me get your number in the copy of your CD. Me and my girls finna go bowling. Come see me. Walked away knowing I'm watching her. Heart went berserk. How she licking that skirt? I'm still watching her.
You the girl I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt you. With your angelic qualities, whole world stop and breathe. Spread out for move, fellas, you gotta see. I wonder what's a good line gon' do. God must have sat down and took his time on you. Allow me to take you on the walk, girl. Let this rapper wrap his love around your heart, girl. Now she late. Extraordinary essence. She real, so being fake is forbidden in her presence. Told me someday I'll be the one you give a ring to. So easy to cling to, and she could sing too. Told me stories from times she had her heart broke, still stay strong. See, she ain't fall apart, yo. So much about her just attracted me. She's too gorgeous not to capture me. Puerto Rican nationality, pretty looks with a pretty personality. So down to earth, I ain't even need a strategy. When we first met, my very best days came. She stay away from suckers, knowing they say it's lame. I approached her, knowing I had my A game. Lounging talk, hidden places at the park. Couldn't stop until we noticed it was dark. And even to this day, baby, you still got my heart. So much in common, long talks when she rolled, we both found tranquility in poetry. We found love, and at the end of the day, we both know every relationship is exactly what you make of it. God sent this angel to be mine. I make her feel special, even when it's not Valentine's. Throughout the days, we wave away the hard times, cause in this world, we gotta live with a positive mind.
You the girl I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt ya. With your angelic qualities, whole world stop and breathe. Spread out for move, fellas, you gotta see. No wonder what's a good line gon' do. God must have sat down and took his time on you. Allow me to take you on the walk, girl. Let this rapper wrap his love around your heart, girl. You the girl I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt ya. With your angelic qualities, whole world stop and breathe. Spread out for move, fellas, you gotta see. I wonder what's a good line gon' do. God must have sat down and took his time on you. Allow me to take you on the walk, girl. Let this rapper wrap his love around your heart, girl.
Detroit and all our global listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and your co-host, Stevie G. Folks, I am truly losing my voice here at a fast pace, but however, nevertheless, the show will go on. Ms. Strong Iron is going to start her segment a little bit earlier because I'm really straining to kind of speak this evening, and I don't want to be sound so screechy over the airwaves and mess with your ears. But we're going to wait for her to come through. Until then, we're going to have my co-host, Mr. Stevie G, wants to share a piece with you guys. So I render the floor to you, Stevie G. Are you there? Stevie G?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I've been working on this piece for a couple of days now. I wrote it, and I'm going to perform it for you tonight. Okay? All right. It's called Nothing, because I don't have a title for it yet. But here it goes.
Because I just don't want to be screechy, you know, for the whole night through. And I just want to just say before I go, it's just I love you guys, and thanks for always coming through, supporting the show week after week, giving us your time and your energy. We so appreciate you and love you for that. Now, anytime that you can come through, I want to send a special shout-out to everyone that's in the chat room, DC The Voice of Reason, Justwell, MP123, Soft is a Strong Island, and all those people, you know, popping in and out. We just so love you and appreciate you. So without further ado, I'm going to surrender the mic, Miss Strong Island. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing good. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Strong.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, Strong.
Well, Miss Poetic E, you know, you go rest your voice because I know it's been kind of hard for you tonight, and I'm glad I was able to come on, you know, a little earlier and get it started.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much, Miss Strong Island.
You're so welcome. Well, with further to do, are you ready for some hotness? I know you see me.
Hey, I'm going to be trying to set my laptop up so I can get online and help you out a little bit in the chat room, okay?
Okay, no problem.
If I'm a little quiet, that's why. I'm going to just try to set it up real quick, okay?
All right, do what you got to do.
I'm going to try to.
I'm a guest. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off with a piece I call How You Like My G-String On. And this piece goes like this. Your nasty thoughts of our lovemaking is starting to break me down. I would give in to temptation if you chose. Don't be scared. I won't lose my underwear. Red, white, pink, and yellow. How you like my G-string on? A small pull, a little tug. Now your pants are on the floor. Reaching up, reaching down, commencing with a smile. Licking lips between my legs. Pleasure, pleasure is definitely in order. Sweat coming down, explosions all around of all the backup love you had in store just for this one love and nobody else, smiling as we begin again, not even in 10 minutes. Shoot, we have climax again and again. This time I am panting and swearing this was some good stuff you was giving. And that is my piece. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And just to slow it down, because I know a lot of people are probably a little confused with me being on a little earlier, but this is what we do. When one is down, everybody else stand up. So that's how we do things here on the Poetic Energy Radio Station Network. So how's everybody weekend doing? How was everybody's week? Mine is going strong, getting ready to do my first live erotic poetry show in person for some family and friends. A little nervous, but I know I'll do well just by what I see from this show. Thank you, everybody, for coming out and being here every week. I really appreciate it. And not more to do. What I do want to do is actually read a piece that I wrote I wrote it like a couple of months ago, but I wanted to read this particular piece, and it's called Player. And this piece actually goes like this. Player, fakers, gamers, downright players, false truth between you and your boo, upset at so much neglect, you couldn't even check back yet. Nose up in the air, smelling all the punani that is near. Drop your jaws quick to fall off. You even fucked your boss. Nasty dick is new name for you. Bend over and stick the dick between your boss' lips. Hate not even so. Player status just giving me some dough. Rubbing, riding, grinding. The hips against that stiff dick. Loving every bit of that shit. just moving this pussy out of your way. There will be no fucking with this gifted chick. Sit down, now get up real quick. The player ball is still going strong. Fat ass is what you need. So why you even speak to me? Therapy is around the corner. Just lean your shoulder a little more closer. It started with a bet on the Bulls. I guess you lost, so now you're full. Women's cum draining down you. Your cum filling up her vagina. Why you lay right beside her? Next time, watch all the lies. This is no make-believe spy. I kiss you goodnight. Hopefully she doesn't bite, and that is my piece. Call players. Well, thank
right,
you.
Right, I like that piece.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's a funny piece because I actually had a person approach and thought that it was about them. And I'm like, no. It's just a piece that I wrote. Don't feel guilty. You know, and it's funny because when we write things, it does touch people. People will sometime approach and ask, why are you talking about me? Why are you putting me on blast? And things like that. And it's not necessarily true. You know, it's just something that we wrote, just happened to fit you. It fits a whole bunch of people. But it doesn't mean that we're singling any one person out. It's just a piece, something that we write, something that comes to mind. And
that's what we do. We write. We create things in our minds, and we put them down on paper. You know, it doesn't always have to be about somebody. It could just be a thought or something that you create in your mind. It doesn't have to be about anyone. It's just what writers do. They make things up, and that's what it's all about, you know?
Exactly. I don't really think some people don't get poetry. They really don't. They don't understand where it comes from. How could you do it, especially when it comes to erotic poetry? They frown upon it, but, you know, it's not for everybody.
Well, I'm not saying that everything is uninspired, but a lot of stuff is uninspired. It's, you know, it is what it is.
Exactly.
It's just something that you create. That's why we have the ability to be creative, because we can make up stories. And we can make people listen to our stories because of our creativity. It doesn't have to be about anyone. I agree with you 100%, Ms. Strong Island.
Thank you much, Ms. CBG. Because I was actually on the fence. I'm like, ooh, don't come at me like that. It's not necessary. It's just a piece. Just a piece. Not putting nobody under a bus, you know. But it's funny when you think that it's about you. That just made me laugh. But at this moment in time, I think we need to cool it down a little bit and listen to a little Jamie Foxx doing his song, Do What I Do.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby. I'm gonna make you do what I do, baby.
Now, baby, I just wanna take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name. Baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. You wanna get sex, you wanna get tied up. Get your rodeo wider. Baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up.
Now baby, holla at me, tell me what you're missing. I can put in work in every position. From the kitchen table, bedroom floor. Baby, that's my body calling your name.
Get your rodeo wider. Baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better ride.
Hi, everybody. We just was listening to Jamie Foxx, Do What It Do. Welcome back to Strong Island Sensual Sheets with Miss Strong Island, Mr. Stevie G. Okay, now, Mr. Stevie G.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready for some more hotness, people? I hope
I'm
so.
I'm ready.
All right, well, hey, y'all going to be the first to hear another piece that I just wrote the other day. And it's actually called Reality Sets In. And this piece goes like this. Reality sets in when all the music stops. The food is gone, you look around, and now it's dawn. Did you really spend the night? Was it really all that hype? Fast ass from the start, just had to get you some tasting. Loving, stroking the kitty. Got you both feeling really giddy. Drinks were all done, being poured. Try not to let it fall on the floor. Wide eye and bush between you. No time for another screw. Just look and find your shoes. Hands down, pants, stroking him like never before. It's just too late to cause an eruption of a magnitude proportion. Left to the memories of hot loving nuts bursting, screaming from the entrances and exit of the gift that keeps on giving. Whether you accept it or not, don't be too shocked. Once you find out, it just moved on to the next house. And that is my piece. Thank you, people.
Right, is Strong Island.
And that piece actually came to me like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning of just sitting here being a little bored. I tell you, that piece was something else to write. I actually started writing something totally different, and that's what came out of it. I guess it's funny when you're bored what come out of you. Yep. So
I'm having all kind of computer issues tonight, but guess what? I'm here.
Hey, and we glad you're here. You know how them demons try to get you. I call them little computer demons. They always try to mess with you.
Always something. But anyway, the show must go on, right?
Right on. And that's how we do. So, you know me, I'm always ready to go. So, hey, I'm raising my hand again. I'm greedy for attention tonight. So
I got some Marie, but I ain't got it in front of me, and it's not erotic. But I made something, but I can't get to it. So, anyway.
All right, when you can, just let me know. And right now, I'm going to do another piece for you, everybody, if you don't mind. And it's called I Needed to Survive. And it goes like this. My arms are freezing. My body is tingling. My legs is quivering. So why are we so apart? From the start, you knew that I needed that most tenderly touch. Touch my breast one at a time. Make sure you pay special attention to the right side. As you proceed down below, make sure you don't skip the navel. Sucking, licking, save it for the sweet nectar that is between my legs and below my belly. Oh, yeah, baby, that's where I needed to survive. And that is that piece. Thank you.
You're getting nastier. We're going to take a vote in the chat room. Ask the chat room to vote. Is she nasty or is she erotic?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Or is there a difference?
Wow, I'm not nasty.
You know we got to put you right up on top of the bus so we can get you up under it.
Oh, that's it. That is so funny. You'll just throw me on under the bus, why don't you?
Well, is there any votes going on in the chat room?
No, there's no votes.
Put a Y up there if you think she's nasty. Put an N up there if you think she's erotic.
Thanks for kisses.
I would love to be in that chat room right now to see what's going on.
Well, we got short and sweet. We got, you know, people love it. So, hey, you know, I'm just doing what I got to do.
All right, I guess you're not nasty then.
See, I told you I'm not. Nope, I'm definitely not nasty. I'm just doing me. Unleashed. That's all. I'm just unleashed. But the good thing is, you know, we're going to listen to a little bit more music just to keep us going. And I believe we're going to listen to a little Heather Headley. He is. Everybody, that was Heather Headley doing He Is.
Heather Headley. Yes.
Just love that song. Really just love that song. She's a gifted singer. she really, truly is. And Mr. Co-host. Are you ready for us? Yes, sir. You ready to read? Mr. CBG, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with my computer. There's something going on because I can't get online nowhere.
Wow.
I just had Cable Guy here yesterday, man. I don't understand it. This is frustrating. I'm frustrated now.
All right, well, I'll just raise my hand because I like to raise my hand. And I'm going to do another piece for everybody, if you don't mind. It's called Orgasmic Relaxation. And this piece actually goes like this. Good morning, you say, as I turn and look your way. Your hands start stroking my long hair. My hands start caressing your face, messing with the cute dimples in your cheek as my legs advance up these sheets. Now your hands advances downtown to that fiery pussy that's always want to be found. My hands now leave its place to travel down into your space. I start caressing one ball at a time, making sure not to forget the second one at all. You begin playing with my clit, fingers flicking it real quick. Now I am really feeling this assault on my fiery pussy, which is waiting to release all of this beast, which I have had under control for too long. My fingers glide up your shaft to reach the pinnacle of the dick, which is waiting ever so patiently to have a turn at this fiery pussy, which is getting wet, ready, able to do what you turn me over to do. Wrapping my legs around your neck just so you can get a taste first, then on to the main course of this love fuck fest of orgasmic relaxation. And that is my piece.
All right, that was pretty good. I like that. Clap yourself up.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Now, you know that was one of my fun pieces, right? Yeah, I actually had fun. Really fun. And the chat room was going crazy. And Miss Poetic Bee, she's like, Lordy, Lordy, Miss Strong Island Girl. Oh, wow.
They ain't voting. They don't want to make you feel bad.
Oh, well, they did vote. They did pick both. They were picking both. They said it's actually sensual and erotic. So they picked both.
Telling a lie.
They're not telling a lie. I'm both. I'm not nasty. Yeah, but, you know, the good thing is, you know, we can actually, I think, do a little bit more music.
Got my piece.
Huh? What did you say, Stevie?
I have my piece pulled up.
You have it pulled up? Oh, well, hey.
But it's a piece.
All right, well, hey, I yield the floor to you, brother. Take it away.
It's called The Wages of Life. Lord, the ass whippings I used to get. I was a bad little ass and always doing shit. My grandma was surgical with her footwear. She could kill a fly on the wall at 30 feet with just one glare. Imagine what I got when I acted out, beat down by a shoe, no doubt. You would think that the ass whippings and the shoeing worked, but a hard head makes a soft ass, and never listening made me a jerk. But I had to have it my way, and that was it. Whoever tried to get through to me couldn't tell me shit. But I had to pay a price for my foolish ways.
I tried to make good in the end, but nevertheless, a price had to be paid. So up the river is where this hard head wearing a soft ass went, where the next 3 years of my life was spent. I was a young boy in a cage with nothing but villains. And every way I turned, niggas was illin'. This is where the hard head had to come to grips. And anything I wanted in here, I had to brawl for it. As I look back, I look for the good in jail. The only good I recollect was when they opened the cell and called my numbers and said, "You're free to go." But when I left, I walked really slow. I was like, I wanted to stay and didn't want to leave. Actually, I was taking mental pictures to set my mind at ease. And I knew these pictures would surface in my mind every time I even thought about stepping out of line. A little time served can make a hard head soft and a soft ass harden. I was even more polite, like, "Ma'am, I beg your pardon." I was always very cold at heart, but a prison sentence can change your heart and give you a brand new start. Lost my spot here. Hold on. And give you a brand new start. So for you youngins who think you're bad as hell, you're bad now, but there's a better motherfucker waiting for you behind them prison cells that don't have a damn thing to lose. For them, life is done. So take your bad ass on in there and get you some. Or do the alternate by doing the right things and sit back and live life counting blessings. And that's my piece. Ooh, I messed that up something terrible.
That was an awesome piece, regardless. I like that piece. Thank you for sharing it with us. It was good. It was a Stevie original.
Yes, it was.
That's what that is. That was a Stevie original. Now, what inspired that piece?
What inspired that piece? You got to ask that question?
I just said you had a hard head.
And a soft ass.
Was that you growing up? Were you bad?
Oh, was I? I was
all
a monster.
Right. All right, now. They talk about you in travel. They like you ain't never lie.
That's the truth. I was a badass.
That was a beautiful piece. It really was. Definitely, definitely really was. Well, the good thing is we're going to slow it down. I'd like to hear some dramatics right now. Be My Girl. And here it goes.
Baby, you know, sometimes you make me want to scream.
Without you being there, so stop this.
Dramatics being my girl. You're listening to Strong Island Sensual Sheets with Miss Strong Island and Mr. Stevie G. That was hot, wasn't it, Stevie?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. Just love that song, too. All the old school songs I grew up with.
Music. We're going to have to let you do the music on the show. You know
what? Wow. I love old school.
Mr. Poetic, you love heard me?
I heard you.
Talking to Miss Poetic E. I can't see what she's writing, but I'm asking her, did you hear me?
Yeah, she did. There she go.
Timing in.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her that's what she get for all that self-gratification. Standing in front of the mirror with a brush in her hand, doing her spoken word piece, and then cheering herself on. Tell her I know what she's doing. Tell her I know.
You said you also could sing this song.
I don't have no song.
You can't sing this piece?
What piece?
The dramatics. I know you could do a little dramatics.
Oh, girl, please.
Well, that's okay. We'll give you another challenge another day.
Will, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got none of my music up here. It's down in my car. And I can't get on the internet to get none of the music, so I'm stuck.
Oh. Well, you know what? I'd be remiss. I see we have a caller raising a hand, so let me go ahead and get that caller. Caller from the 318 area code. You on the air with Stevie G and Miss Strong Island. Who do we have coming to the mic?
Dude.
Is it Let Me Do?
Yes.
Well, Okay, Miss Love Me Do.
Thank you.
What are you going to do for us tonight, lady?
I have a piece called Fly on the Wall.
You have a piece called what?
Fly on the Wall.
Fly on the Wall. Okay,
yes,
Love
indeed.
Me. Do you, Love Me Do?
The fly on the wall hears me call. Your name as you tame the dame. You are driven insane because nothing done freaky with me is mundane. The fly on the wall knows your name. The fly on the wall is entertained. Our actions in the fly's mind is stunned, is stained, because our ecstasy is explained to the fly as our necessity and simply good to see. And that's that piece.
Wow. Hold on, sister. Hold on 1 second. Gotta get you.
Very good piece there, Love Me Do.
Thank you.
Now, Love Me Do, you know I like that piece.
Thank you. I just wrote it.
Oh.
Hot off the press.
It.
Really?
It. I like that piece titled Fly on the Wall. That's a cool piece.
Thank you.
What's these bumps
call on your leg? Find you, Ms. Love Me Do.
You can find me on Facebook as author Nicole Brown, and it's in parentheses, Love Me Do. I have 9 books that are published and out and selling on Amazon and many other online retailers. My website for my books is authornicolesbrown.yolasite.com, and I also have a fan page on Facebook. Which is Outstanding Poet Nicole S. Brown.
Ooh.
And I have a fan club yelling in the background right now.
Sarah.
She loves her mom.
Before I let you go.
Yes.
Okay, could you drop your link in chat room for everybody to get it?
I wish I could, but I don't. My internet is acting up.
All right, don't worry about it, lady. Don't worry about it. But I'm always glad to hear you come through and share your words of wisdom.
Mama!
I did not know Miss Love Me Do is actually who pushed me. I came to her one day and asked her for some advice, and from there, that's where our relationship started building. So thank you, Miss Love Me Do.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Ms. Strong Allen, because you helped me as well. So it's been an honor and a privilege to help you and for you to be helping me, because I really appreciate it. You come in right on time, my friend.
Thank you.
All right.
We will talk again. If you have some time, come back again and do another piece.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Strong.
Yes.
I got a little something that I do with this. I did a duet with this young lady, and it was for a cream party. And I know I have the song here that I practice on, so I could do it with the lady that's singing it on the song, if that's all right.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm gonna start it in the middle because it got a really long intro to it. So I'm gonna start it in the middle, okay?
Okay.
And the name of the song is called "Soft." It's by Boney James and Ann Nesby.
Hey.
Thank you. let me know a love that's soft, softer than roses moist with the rain. A gentle kiss, soft like this, and send me love that's warm.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
And you know we can't do you wrong.
Thank you.
Got a beautiful voice. I love that duet.
Thank you. I do too. I think that's a beautiful song, period.
Mhm. See, I told you you could do it. I knew you could do it.
I didn't do no dramatics.
Hey, it's okay. I didn't care. Just sing. You know we love you to sing.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, let's keep it moving. I see that we have a caller on the air. Caller from the 513 area code. You on the air with Strong Island and Stevie Dre. Who do you have raising the mic?
It's Romeo Di Natty.
Hey, hello. Romeo.
Daddy. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing
all right,
good.
How you?
Maintaining.
What you gonna do for us tonight?
I got a piece titled Wet Rain.
All right, now that don't hurt us now. You have the floor.
Okay. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul. With my thoughts, I listen to the raindrops drip off the petal of your rose and smell your fragrance as I kissed you slow. Time couldn't be told because it felt like it was still, like a dream, but blessed because it was real. Wanted to thank God for how I made you feel. You was hot because I gave you the chills. That's an oxymoron, like beauty and a beast to where we got it on. The passion was rising. Your moans were poetic notes, meaning they tied a harmony around my mind and pulled me close. So close you could taste the salt molecules in my DNA. I have my hands wrapped around your TNA as I died on your taste. You must have thought this was a race because you was coming so fast. Juicy like pineapple-infused passion fruit. Enough to fill my glass. Praying I'm forgiven for praying for the forbidden. In the teeth of love, the love I was bitten. If I had the words, then my love would be written. But all I do is moan. To your ears, it sounds like the sweetest love song. While you kneel before me like I sat on a throne. My queen, make me feel at home, sweet home. I knew I was long, but you made it messily disappear, my dear. I'm lost in your love, but I have no fear. I turn your rod like the Ferris wheel in every pier. While your mind floats, your body soaked, like the bottom of a boat at dock, pulling me in deeper but begging me to stop. I thank God your rain is wet, because hell is hot. That's my thoughts.
Wow. Hold on, brother. Hold on.
That was all right, bro.
Romeo, you know, that was a hot piece.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Definitely hot piece. It lives up to its name, I tell you. Definitely lives up to its name. Now, where can we find you, Romeo? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay,
yeah, we
now
can hear you. That was a good piece, bro.
Well, I'm actually nowhere. I can be found nowhere. Sometimes I do a poetry spot. I'll be on the Poetry After Dark show, but I'm not on Facebook or nothing.
Okay, okay. Well, you know what? We're still blessed to have you come through and blaze the mic for us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing from you again. And don't be a stranger.
I won't. I'm enjoying the show.
Okay. Well, let me just
get some more.
Okay. Yeah, sit back, listen. We got some excellent people coming through.
Okay, how long is the show going on tonight?
We actually not going to be on as long as usual. We're going to actually be going. We have like about 9 minutes left, so.
Okay.
We're going to get it cracking.
All right.
All right. Thank you again for coming through.
Thank you.
Caller from the 910 area code, you're on the air with Strong Island CBG. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Yeah, this Lil Reed, man. Hot show so far, y'all. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That. I know the second half of the show is supposed to be erotic. This don't fit in too much with the format. You know, I don't do too much erotic, even though my girl seems to think otherwise. But I'm going to try to get in this piece while we have the time allotted. This piece is called Love Life.
Go ahead, brother.
All right, appreciate it. Let me begin by saying this. Predates any and everything. Like when I say to my baby, I will make love to you like I was a death row inmate on my execution day and kiss where ancient lovers lied or sworn enemies died. Royal family feuds becomes an exchange where violence begets more violence until the Civil War has gone on so long we've forgotten why we even started fighting. Why can't we be friends? Why are there more random acts of hate crime than there are random acts of kindness? Me, I'm that passionate. Not only about writing, but the vessels that bear the children of my excitement. Music, pain, sports, money, drugs. The God we pray to. The families that make us behave the way we do. Love equals life. The cross we bear. The book we place our left hand on and raise the right in which we swear. The fruits of our labors. The fruits of the loom. The apple of our eyes. The mark or X we can't sign if we're uneducated and can't write. The engraving on our tomb, our signature moves, our templates was all drawn off the same light, the same lithograph, the same blueprint, the same predestined plan. He, whoever that he is and what you believe in, has. But we use blood as ink, so we can't say we didn't sign up for this, and only the wickedest of witches use blood magic, like a nightmare we can't wake up from, and hiding in the closet where there's nowhere to run. Visions we've seen in a coma, and we're stuck, can't get our escape chute pulled because the latch is hung. Now what? There's no escape clause in the contracts we sign from the devil's dealings. Love without trust is like sex without feelings, like respect, except we don't respect one another, and a hospital becomes a hospice or a hostel where no one heals, and short-term fixes are like Band-Aids. When we pray for permanent fixes, a cure for AIDS. So many long-term losses are taken from short-term gains. Do we look ahead in experience, in retrospect? Shoulda, coulda, woulda turns to yes, but excuses bank no's, and we keep digging holes and have malfunctioning and defective equipment that are no-goes and appreciate quicker than a Skype headset or Xbox controllers. A wag of the finger, a tip of the hat. Advice is always easier to give than to follow, and the true self-inventory is that bitterest pill to swallow. No rationalization, no justification, and if you were truly sorry, you would never have done it in the first place. The true mastery is self. Yeah, the true measurement of self-mastery is controlling compulsions, impulses. The brain makes you think I've got to do that over and over again. The activities I find most rewarding, but at heavier frequency. The rewards are diminished and the returns are skimmish. Net gain, net loss is absolute zero. So we're back to where we started, going around in circles. I'm dizzy and squeamish. I couldn't get away with it forever, you know, spinning straw in the gold. It's like cheating yourself by plagiarism. Be yourself and everything will fall into place like when I put it in the right hole. Not trying to fit the square peg into the circle and forcing things when they aren't. That's dooming yourself from the start. If this is my last for some time, I'm trying to make it count. I keep trying it my way and wonder why my dreams are always hijacked and I find myself hitchhiking up and down redemption's highway. It's time to fall back and fall in line and do things God's way. Get high off of life, not high the chemically balanced way. After all, I'm a performer on a daily, nightly tightrope, and life is always a juggle, a balancing game. And the prime asset of this time, as Gordon Gekko explained in the Wall Street remake, not only is greed good for American corporations, it's also legalized. Me, I ain't most people. I seesaw the best and worst humanity has to offer. I have many virtues and practice every vice. To get the full experience, the movie in widescreen and HD, or get the bootleg on 13 inches, then watch it, read my pieces, not once, not twice, but thrice. Three is the lucky number, but mine is 5 or 25. Me, I'm a quarter believable like some people. No, just this once I'm lying. I'm all real. Everything you read is either history deeds did or something I'm planning or doing. Well, I wish it was all worth it, but it isn't. I only had 2 wishes. The third is to please the world. But the infinite demand and needs is never satisfactory and will always need quenching. My number one wish has already been fulfilled. I got one woman to fall in love with me, the man behind the poetry in my pen. Imagine that. I could bolt a strike, got a hole in one. OMG, a soulmate. I finally met my match. But let 2 wishes before I die fall by the wayside unmet. My greatest wish is to meet my lady, my fairest one of all. She's my mirror image, my female equivalent, my pocket full of posies. I wear a 10-carat diamond, 24-carat gold ring, and 2 dozen red and white roses. She is my embarkment. When I'm let on my furlough, I will not only have to demolish her wall, but negotiate a break on the embargo. I'm a hostage with Stockholm Syndrome. I'm helplessly in love with her and never want to turn her loose and hope she keeps squeezing me in her tight hold. Oh, my heavenly sweet baby Jesus, good gracious, I love her so, and her voice is the gracefulest. My number 2 wish is to have her record an album, all the songs I ever did. My album's been on the back burner like top ramen, like a garnish, an afterthought. I put her right up there where I keep my close personal relationship with God. I told all y'all, look what I could do if I just had a computer. Now I'm above any expectations I ever thought with my woman, Susan. With me, no telling where I'll be. Rocket ready, set for takeoff. Just you watch. You won't see me for long because I'll be on the mountaintop and all the people that doubted me will appear ant tiny and all my problems will look small. That's that piece.
Thank you. Love us. Clapping, clapping, clapping. Hold on, clapping.
Calm down, calm down.
That was a hot, hot piece.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the time to let me blaze on it, y'all.
You did your thing. And what was your name again, sir?
Lil Reed.
Lil Reed?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm on Blog Talk Radio Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
It's, Blog Talk Radio / Write In With Random.
All right. Are you in the chat room by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you drop your link up in there?
Yeah, I got you, babe.
All right. Well, thank you for blazing the mic. You see, it didn't matter if it was erotic or not. It still was good. It's poetry.
That's it. That's it. No categories, no styles, no image. It's, you know, it's just straight up poetry, and I appreciate that, y'all.
Well, thanks again for coming through.
All right. Later.
Well, Mr. Stevie G, time is fastly approaching, you know.
He got one he can read if there's nobody with their hand up.
You can go right ahead, brother.
Okay, this poem is in my book, and I haven't read this in a while, but it's called How I See You. First I had to intake your smile. It let me know your heart is larger than a mile. I gazed into your eyes, and there I found the soul's prize. You talked, I was mesmerized by your lips as I moved south to the hips. Anyway, back to the lips and why they captured me. Voice was sweet and sounded oh so softly. As our conversation started to climb, I realized this woman has a wonderful mind.
I was deeply impressed by your looks and wisdom. I think you're the perfect fit for my kingdom. Mapped out, I'm halfway finished. I notice you have beautiful skin, barely a blemish. You're all good from the neck up. You deserve to wear the crown. Now the South is done, let's see how the South gets down. Your neckline is one of sensuality, approaching your voluptuous breast, where I long to lay my head and listen to your heart confess. From your breast to your hips, I'll massage so tenderly and kiss every inch in between until you submit to me. Kissing you is my pleasure, especially in your favorite place, and how much joy I get seeing pleasure on your face. Then rub you down with hot oils until your toes my fingers meet, and suck each and every toe on those very pretty feet. Now that I have described you exactly to a T, perfection is your description most definitely. My expressions are real and always sincere and true. Explains the way I feel on how I see you. That's my beat.
Thank you, Stevie, Stevie, Stevie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was blazing the mind. The hour is fastly approaching us, so I'm going to do this real quick. I'd like to give a thanks to Poetic Energy Network Station for putting me on this mic. You, Stevie G, for co-hosting tonight. Guest 11309, guest 11914, guest, MMP 123, Soft Kisses, Speak Easy, Cafe, thanks for coming through. Weed, you did your thing on that mic. Thank you, everybody, and you all have a good, good night. And this was the Strong Island Energy, Strong Island Central Sheets, and you were on Poetic Energy Radio Station Network. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
If you're planning to leave. phone.